At the top of the program, an important debate over urban farming in Michigan continues today. Here in Lansing, officials from the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development and others will discuss proposed rule changes governing farm animals in developed residential areas. A focal point of the discussion, taking place at a meeting of the Michigan Agricultural Commission, is a proposal to give local communities the authority to decide for themselves where to allow farm animals. Many of Michigan's urban farmers have roundly criticized the revisions. They fear local governments will clamp down on backyard animal operations. State agriculture officials respond that the new rules would not ban backyard livestock. Well, Jim Johnson's with the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. In an interview late yesterday, I first asked him about the intent of these agricultural rules. They're called GAMPs. That stands for Generally Accepted Agricultural and Management Practices.
So under the Right to Farm Act, a farm is provided protection. Actually, it's an affirmative defense for nuisance complaints against a farm operation. But the condition that a farm has to meet in order to receive that conditional preemption from nuisance lawsuits is conformance with the GAMPs. And the GAMPs are a set of standards that outline behavioral and management practices on farms that help to reduce dust, noise, smells, all of these other things that are customary parts of farming operations.
And there are 8 different GAMPs?
There are 8 different GAMPs, everything from manure to pesticides to irrigation, and the big one today is the siting of new or expanding livestock facilities.
Now, many urban farmers are afraid that some of the proposed new rules clamp down too hard on their operations. Let's talk about a few of them. The siting rules used to apply only to operations with 50 or more animal units. You're proposing extending them to operations with any animal units, even one. Why?
Well, the challenge for us is to make a determination as to where the best fit is for livestock in the countryside. And what's happening now is we're taking livestock and we're moving it into urban settings. And what this change to the siting GAMP does is it says if you're an exclusively residential area, then that is an inappropriate place for livestock under Right to Farm and under the siting GAMP. Now, it doesn't prohibit that at all. Basically, what it says is you can have those, but that's going to be a local decision. And I think that that's the big change over where we were and where we're headed with this, is that this needs to be a community decision. Is 5 chickens acceptable in our community, or is 25 chickens acceptable in our community? That needs to be a community-based decision, because there are lots of different communities across Michigan that are exclusively residentially zoned, and they should make their decision about what's an acceptable amount or type of livestock and not have one-size-fits-all kind of standard that exists at the state level.
So you're suggesting that the changes you're proposing would give local governments more leeway to decide what to allow and not to allow. Is that a correct interpretation?
That is absolutely correct. And in fact, we've spent a lot of time working with the city of Detroit on their ordinances for urban agriculture. And in fact, that just passed for fruit and vegetable ag last fall. And we're now working with them today as they move through a process of trying to determine what is acceptable or not acceptable with regards to livestock within the city of Detroit. And we're excited about that possibility. There are real opportunities for integration of livestock farming within urban settings, but it has to fit within that urban setting. It has to. Lots of communities now have farm markets, farmers markets. They have food hubs. These are all opportunities for local folks to grow and distribute within the community, but that needs to be figured out as a community and not be dictated by some one-size-fits-all state policy.
Well, Jim, right now, how common is it for livestock to be in an area zoned residential in Michigan? Are we to believe that that's increasingly common then?
There's no doubt that it's increasingly common. In fact, I was out and about over the weekend, and I saw custom-made, prepackaged chicken coops for sale for $179 over the weekend. I think this is a growing opportunity, and people want to have some control over their own food production and some opportunity for income. And I think that's great. And it's not just expanding here, Mark. It's expanding all over the country. I mean, there are lots of very urban settings that are addressing this in very positive ways in Philadelphia and out in Seattle, places that have looked at this and said, there's an opportunity for us to expand this local food market in a way that actually meets the community's needs.
I'm curious how exactly livestock is defined in this discussion.
Yeah, so livestock actually within the Right Farm Act actually names a number of different animals or animal products that are a result of livestock. So it goes on to talk about horses, pigs, cows, what you would traditionally think of as livestock, and then also their products like eggs and cheese and those kinds of things that are part of that farming operation.
So someone who keeps three or four chickens in a town is not facing a whole lot more red tape?
Well, the interesting thing is that they may be. It depends on whether or not that community actually allows for livestock within it or not, and doesn't it make more sense for that community to make that decision themselves rather than have the state decide that? There are places like Ann Arbor that actually allow for a certain number of chickens within the city itself. Now, they don't allow a rooster, and part of the reason for that is because roosters crow early in the morning, and why should your neighbors have to put up with that? And so they're trying to figure out how they can allow livestock within their community without actually increasing the risk of having some sort of nuisance conditions within that community.
So I take it urban farming has expanded under the existing regulations. Is it generating a lot more complaints?
It is. The interesting thing is most of the complaints today, though, are being generated by those who are not interested in a change in the GAMS itself. What we're not hearing from are those neighbors who are sitting next to these places that actually have livestock. What we are hearing from are those who are responsible for overseeing, zoning compliance issues within those communities. So we're not hearing from the individual landowners that are next door, but we are hearing from, for example, township officials and township lawyers who are fielding the complaints from next door neighbors and passing those on to us on behalf of the citizens that live next to those people who have livestock.
In general, James Johnson, how are you interpreting the resistance to this? And are the revisions misunderstood to any extent?
Well, I think the revisions are actually misunderstood. There's a lot of misinformation out there about this completely bans urban agriculture. That is not our intent at all. As I said earlier, our real intent here is for urban ag to expand. We think there's a real opportunity here. The challenge, though, is for the local communities to make the decision as to what that expansion looks like. And we're all for that. And I think as you think about some of these areas, the city of Detroit, for example, has 35 square miles of open land. There's a lot of opportunity for a big expansion of urban ag there. And I can imagine small herds of cows, for example, producing a unique artisan cheese, for example, and that being going into market within the city of Detroit. There are tremendous opportunities there.
It's apparently stipulated that GAMPs be based on sound science, but some opponents to the citing GAMP complain that sound science doesn't come into play here. Can you help us understand this point?
Yeah, there's no doubt that this is a policy decision. How do you evaluate sound science with regards to people's interpretation as to what is acceptable and not acceptable as a neighbor? Your sense of what is acceptable may be completely different from my sense of what is acceptable, and I don't know where the science comes in to say that you're right and I'm wrong. If you and I live on opposite sides of somebody who has chickens, it's a very, very difficult position to identify regarding science. And so there's no doubt that, this change actually becomes a policy, programmatic change, and not necessarily one that's based on science.
Mm. It would appear that Michigan's Right to Farm Act from 81 has come full circle in a way. The law was meant to protect rural farmers from nuisance complaints as a result of urban sprawl. Is it fair to say that the law needs to evolve to better accommodate urban farming and livestock who, in theory at least, also have a right to farm?
Sure, and I think that there is an opportunity for that to happen. And you are absolutely right, Mark, that the original purpose behind the Right to Farm Act when it was passed in 81 was that people were moving from the urban centers out into the country and then suing farmers individually. And so the Right to Farm Act was passed to say, listen, you're not going to get a court approval on a case where somebody is in compliance with these GAMPs. So what ended up happening was that those same people then went to their local townships and said, we need to change the township ordinance that further restricts farming through zoning. And so that's what resulted in the change in the act in 1999, where the decision was made to say that the Right to Farm Act actually preempts zoning in Michigan, as long as that zoning does not extend right to farm in any way. And but again, that was never intended to exempt zoning in an urban setting. And I know I've said this before, but the challenge for us is whether or not it's generally accepted. It's a generally accepted agricultural management practice to have livestock in an urban setting. And we're saying that no, that's not a generally accepted ag and management practice. But that doesn't mean it can't exist, and that has to be a local community decision.
I'm wondering about the patterns in play here. Are city administrators and city councils and town councils generally supportive of these changes?
We're just starting to see some of that. The set of GAMPs themselves, the new GAMP language was actually put out for public review early in January. We're starting to get feedback. Obviously, those that have been against this decision, and we've been working on this now for 5 years, so we have a long history of trying to address this in a way that's meaningful. Part of the challenge is how do you provide this flexibility within the urban setting and yet not create an additional problem for farmers out in rural Michigan at the same time. And so we've been dealing with this for a long time. We're just now starting to get feedback from some of the other organizations that are out there who are concerned about this and beginning to weigh in. And we're starting to see some support within those organizations that in an urbanized setting, in an exclusively residential area, it does make sense to them that be a local decision.
How do you think the Ag Commission feels about the revisions? Do you have any thoughts as to how they will respond?
Well, they'll take the language to them and talk at the commission meeting about the changes, what the attempt is here in this new language, what we're trying to get addressed in this. They'll have a month period of time. I'm sure that there will be people who will make comments, and they'll have a month then to mull that over. That's an independent group, and I would expect that the commission will take the comments seriously and look at that and look at the opportunities overall and see where this makes sense or where it doesn't. And I don't really have a good feel for how they'll actually decide in the end.
That was Jim Johnson, who's the Environmental Stewardship Director at the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. Again, the Michigan Agricultural Commission hears about proposed changes to rules governing backyard livestock today in Lansing.